Abraham Lincoln was a great speaker. He told stories which endeared people to him. His speeches from the Lincoln-Douglas debates to the Gettysburg Address impacted millions of people during his lifetime and beyond. But as good as a speaker as he was an equally effective listener. And on today's episode, we will be talking about this character skill of listening, which is the most underrated skill we need for stronger relationships. This is episode number 386 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth. And I'm here to help you build your leadership skills, grow stronger relationships with your students, and create a legacy of impact one day at a time. Abraham Lincoln maintained an open-door policy with the soldiers fighting to preserve the Union during the Civil War. He made a concerted effort to allow the soldiers to tell their stories and voice their concerns. He did this when he was in the White House, when he visited the soldiers' hospital, and when he would go to the front lines of battle and make an appearance. The strength of his listening skills was also displayed when he selected his cabinet members to form his team of rivals. This was not an attempt to manipulate these men. Rather, it was an attempt to truly learn more by listening to people who held different principles and values. Lincoln's credited with saying, quote, "I do not like that man. I must get to know him better," end quote. Well, in order to get to know people better and improve relationships, we must be able to listen and be empathetic. So here's a challenge for ourselves as teachers and coaches. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the skill of listening and being empathetic. How can becoming a better listener help more people hear what you have to say? How can listening to others help them find their greatness? This challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. One of the best ways we can strengthen our relationships with our students is by understanding they want to be authentically seen and heard. And two of the character skills which can help us accomplish this are listening and empathy. These are definitely two distinct character skills, but they're closely connected. In order to have empathy, we most definitely need to be able to listen to other people and hear their stories. And while there are many reasons to listen to people, perhaps the most important reason is so we can have an appreciation and respect for others. Education has definitely changed in the last few decades. One of the ways I believe it has changed for the good is by moving toward a more student-centered focus. And if we want to put the students first, we must be able to listen to them in order to differentiate instruction, to meet them where they're at, and in the best way for the student, we need to listen to them. If our goal is to serve students, we have to be able to know them on a personal level and understand their story. This means we must listen to them. Listening to someone doesn't mean we automatically have to agree with everything they say. It doesn't mean we have to believe everything they say. And it doesn't mean we can't enforce boundaries and apply consequences. One of the tools we can use to listen well comes from Stephen Sample in his book, The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership. The tool is thinking gray, which is gathering information and not making a decision until a decision is required. Part of being able to think gray requires us to listen gray as well. This means that we're able to listen without giving an immediate response. Has this ever happened to you? You've reacted to something a student says or does and wish you would have taken the time to listen gray and think gray before responding and making a decision? Thinking gray requires us to gather as much information as possible through listening before we make our decision. Then we can use empathy to make a decision which includes the stories of all involved. Ultimately, this decision should be what we believe is best for all involved and is a decision which follows our own integrity. There's an old expression often used in education. Kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. One of the best ways to show we care about someone is to listen to them. When we take the initiative to listen, it will open up doors and allow us to mentor our students and lead them more effectively. Finally, using listening and empathy as leaders allows us to help others find their own greatness. Really, this is our job as educators. Sure, we may be teaching science or history. We may be teaching them the skills of a sport. But in the end, we're teaching them how to navigate the world and find their own greatness so they can share it with the world and make a positive impact. We're helping our students write their own stories. So how about you? How would you rate your current level of both listening and empathy? How can being a better listener help other people hear what you have to say as a mentor and leader? How can listening to others help them find their own greatness? When we talk about writing our own story, it may sound like a selfish thing. It's actually about searching for the purpose we were created for and the gift we were born with to share with the rest of the world. By learning, growing, and changing into a better version of ourselves, and by strengthening our character skills, we're able to expand our capacity to provide value to the people in our lives. However, our gift does not always have to be something we produce or a job we do. Sometimes our gift can simply be who we are and how we interact with people, like being a great listener and using empathy in our relationships to help others step into their own greatness. If you're interested in more of our free, valuable content, go to YouTube and search for our channel, John Barth Leadership. We just released a series last week entitled 5 Myths About Leadership, and this week we have begun our new series on the 12 Fundamentals of Success. These short videos are a great way to help you improve your leadership, because now is a great time to become a lighthouse leader who grows stronger relationships with their students and creates an impact by learning, growing, and changing, and giving the students and athletes we work with a better version of ourselves every day.